Daily Good News, Volume 2. Chapter 154. Why it's good news to know you are helpless. This is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life, he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. It is true that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust, but only the righteous will be raised to life. They that have done evil come forth from the graves to the resurrection of damnation. Their lot will be to be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Since they have not the righteousness which alone is life, there is nothing by which their existence can be continued. All this is to teach us that there is hope only in God, that He is supreme, and that power belongs alone to Him. Not only a single man, but all nations before Him are as nothing, and they are counted by Him less than nothing and worthless. But while this should make man humble, it should in no wise discourage him. Indeed, it is for our encouragement, for God made the universe from nothing, and so He can take the person who trusts Him and make of him what He will. To the end, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that, as it is written, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Surely man should not be ashamed to acknowledge his lowly origin, since through Christ he may do all things. One more lesson of encouragement may be learned from the frailty of man: only in humility is true exaltation found. Since all things come from God, man can be at his highest state only when he gladly acknowledges that he is nothing and yields to the loving power of God. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly, but God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.